AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
As Vice President Kamala Harris prepares to formally accept the Democratic Party's presidential nomination tonight, Jackie Quinn reports her opponent was at the border.
Former President Donald Trump invited several families of victims allegedly killed by migrants in the U.S. illegally to join him at the unfinished border wall in Sierra Vista, Arizona.
He wants our country to be open to the world's criminals.
Trump ticked through a list of brutal crimes joined by some families of victims, including the mother of 12-year-old Jocelyn Nungaray, kidnapped and killed in Houston, allegedly by two migrant men.
We're losing very innocent people to heinous crimes.
She urged people to vote for Trump.
These people want to go back to the safe past.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited the border area where his forces launched their surprise offensive into Russia. Meantime, the International Atomic Energy Agency says it'll look into a report from Russia that drone fragments were found in the vicinity of a nuclear power plant in the Kursk region.
U.S. officials tell the AP the aid totals about $125 million and includes air defense missiles, munitions for high-mobility artillery rocket systems, javelins, and counter-drone and counter-electronic warfare systems. The aid comes as the Biden administration works to get a better understanding of Ukraine's incursion into Russia and what their long-term goals are. Russian forces are making gains in Ukraine around the city of Pokrovsk, moving closer to its stated aim of capturing the Donetsk region. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Jobless claims rose slightly last week while mortgage rates are down and home sales up. Stocks closed lower today. And the Canadian government's ordered the country's two major freight railroads to enter binding arbitration that come to a full stop amid a labor dispute with the Teamsters Union, halting shipments into the U.S. This is AP News. A Guatemalan man has been indicted in a human smuggling effort that ended with 53 migrants dead in a sweltering tractor trailer in San Antonio 2 years ago. And in the southern African nation of Botswana, one of the largest diamonds ever has been found. Charles de Ledesma has details.
The government believes the huge 2,492-carat stone is the biggest discovered in the country. It will be put on show on Thursday today. Canadian mining company Lucara Diamond said in a statement on Wednesday it recovered the exceptional rough diamond from its Karo mine in western Botswana. It's unclear if the diamond is of a high gem quality, but that weight would make it the largest diamond found in more than 100 years and the second largest dug out of a mine after the Cullinan diamond was discovered in South Africa in 1905. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.